Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? Them some thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, running a little behind on a Friday. That's because I'm back. It's 4:09.
Wow.
Out here at Pumpkin Ridge.
We pulled a cleaner. Went with the 4:09 secret here.
Yeah, don't tell me you guys stayed on the clock the whole time I was gone.
I don't know if we pulled a 4:09. Yowzers.
Was Rust with you?
Yeah, Rust was with me.
Let's go to Rust.
Yeah, we'll head to Rusty.
Rust, did they ever go 9 minutes long?
No, not even close.
Damn it.
No, we did fairly well. There's a couple of times we'd go to hit the bottom of the hour update at like 31. Yeah. But, you know, we were never more than like three or four over.
All right, well, look.
Got a niner in there, a 4:09.
I am no good for this show. Very, very clearly.
We love you.
This is my fault. Well, anyway, I have an Ice Cube question I'd like to ask you.
Sure.
Because I thought that Ice Cube... Whoa. I thought Ice Cube...
Would you focus?
Look at that, though. Would you like to describe that?
No.
Why?
No, I'm not going to.
Describe it.
I'm focused on Ice Cube right now.
Golf cart, Three Hot Blondes.
Yeah. I'm focused on Ice Cube
right
now.
That's a band name.
The Three Hot Blondes. There's the Three Non-Blondes.
Exactly. Okay, so where were we?
Ice Cube.
I thought he was going to be on the fan today.
Why? Why did you think he was going to be on the fan?
I saw it on Twitter, and I saw that, I don't know, what's that stupid basketball league he likes?
The Big Three.
Does he run it? He owns it.
I think it's called the Big Three.
So that thing sucks. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's horrible.
It is. It's awful. It's the half court, and they play with a bunch of the old guys. But I think their championship game is coming up.
Yeah, or playoffs are coming up. And
sure.
So Ice Cube is making the rounds on Sports Talk Radio to talk about that, which can we just stop right here before I get to my question? And just bemoan the fact that freaking Ice Cube is now making local sports radio rounds.
Hey, the other day he messed around and got a triple double, and he didn't have to use his AK.
It's Ice Cube.
You know what that means?
Man.
It's a good day.
Shut up. It's Ice Cube. Like, am I wrong that some guys just should not stoop to that level? No offense to us or anybody else on the fan or anybody else in local sports talk radio. But come on, there's some people that we've gotten on over the years that you're like, oh man,
really?
How the mighty have fallen. They're like, wow, you're really going to come on our show?
John Parr, what?
Right. Yeah, we've had those.
Like, people consider Ice Cube to be one of, like, the five or six greatest rappers of all time.
Yes, Ice Cube should not be stooping to this level.
But to be fair, at one point, he was viewed as, like, one of the most dangerous men in music. And now he makes
I know.
He makes, like, are you there yet? And, you know.
Are you there yet, too?
Yeah.
Are you there yet again?
Yeah. there's one of those.
Are you over there now?
Look, there's a lot of cash grabs going on with Mr. Cube.
It's just like, okay, so who was the guy? Was it Ice-T? So Ice-T has managed to do a little bit of that, too.
Yeah, he's, like, on Law and Order.
Yeah, well, he is. He's a pretty good actor, actually. But he had a reality show. But Ice-T, I would argue, has managed to keep a little bit of his street cred.
Okay.
You know, he's still kind of hard. You know, he's Ice-T. He's an old man now, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Dre, dude, like, you okay, that's a great example.
Yeah.
Picture Dr. Dre doing the sports radio rounds.
Yeah, I can't really see that.
Yeah, it's not happening.
No.
So I am thoroughly disappointed in Ice Cube, but he wants to promote this stupid basketball league. Anyway, it was another show that he was going to be on. I thought it was Dirt and Sprague, and I'm like, ah, damn it.
Okay.
Okay, so he didn't come on. But I saw them when they were packing up here at Pumpkin, and we were sitting down. I asked them, hey, do you guys have Ice Cube on? I thought I saw that. And they were like, no, why would you think that? I'm like, oh, well, I saw it on Twitter, and I'm an idiot. But then I said, okay, there's one question that I believe you have to ask Ice Cube if you have him on. And I think it's the most important question of all.
Okay.
And he is like, he is maybe not the number one guy, but he is one of the top five guys in the world to answer this question. And they're like, what is it? What is it? I'm like, well, think about it. And they didn't get it right. something about a triple double. Sprague's like, how do you get a triple double? Like, what?
See, that was best friend got a triple double.
Of all the questions, like, this is an important question. And it is. Can I, as a white man, in my car.
Can I just say, the first time, anytime you say, as a white man, can I, the answer is no. Whatever the question is
maybe
coming,
it is.
The answer is no, but go ahead.
Maybe it is, but I don't want your answer to this question. I want Ice Cube's answer to this question because he has a unique perspective on it. Can I listen to NWA, Ice Cube, whomever, and can I, in my car, alone, can I state out loud as I rap along with them all lyrics including certain words?
Nope.
You can't do it.
Nope.
Okay, but again, I don't want your want your opinion.
It is the universal
You can't
I don't care if he says yes or not. The answer is still no.
Well, but I don't care what you think. No offense.
Ice Cube could sit here and tell me to face. Absolutely, you can say the N-word if you're rapping along to my music, if you're by yourself, and I would still say the answer to that question is no.
Again, whatever. You can say whatever you want. I wouldn't ask this question to any other person. I'm not really asking it of you. I'm asking if you ever get the opportunity to talk to Ice Cube, which I thought somebody on the fan did today, I would have hit the gas in my car and driven 125 to get out here to be like, dude, you got to ask him. You got to ask if you're not going to ask it. And I would love to know what he says to that.
Yeah, that is so you don't listen to a lot of rap music.
No.
And I don't really either. But when I work out, do you have like a running play mix or whatever you have?
Yeah.
So I have that. And that's mostly
a lot of Celine Dion.
Well, of course, right? Madonna, some Madge stuff.
You know, Madonna's 60.
I know. We talked about it the other day, and it's very weird.
Did that make you feel old?
It did. It really did. Because I still picture like 30-year-old slutty Madonna, and it's weird. She's 60, and it's a whole thing. But
now she's 60-year-old slutty Madonna.
It's not so good anymore. Although, you know, if your wife looks like that at 60, you should be thanking your lucky stars.
She looks good. She's got a lot of plastic surgery.
Yeah, she looks good for 60. But that's if I'm listening to rap, that's almost exclusively where I'll listen to it. As if I'm at the gym, I'm working out. And I do have a couple Ice Cube songs on there. And Ice Cube is the author of what most people consider to be the greatest diss track of all time. When he left NWA and there's a song called No Vaseline. And it is littered with the N-word. And
what do you do as a white guy singing along?
You radio edit. You're just like you'll be kind of mumbled. First off, you can't sing any of it out loud. It's more of an under your breath sort of thing. It's more like you're lip syncing. And I'll tell you what, even when I lip sync and it gets to that word, I don't even lip sync the word. You stop. You just radio edit and you move on to something else.
All right.
Yeah, you just. You avoid that word like the plague.
No, I love you, but I just don't. You're a lily white guy. I don't care what you think about this. I want to know what Ice Cube now.
And you know what makes it worse? Like why I'm so sensitive about it is.
Well,
look at me, right? Like if there's someone that's going to say the N-word, he probably looks like me. And if you put me in the context of a gym, right, like tank top, and maybe there's a bandana on, and there's like Nordic tattoos, like I look like the guy that should be saying the N-word. So, like you just can't even, entertain the idea.
Stop talking about this. I brought it up. I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth. I don't care what you think. You're a big white guy. So here's a black guy from Oakland who says hell two to no.
See,
so now that
he's not even giving you a no.
We just had a black guy walk by. I wonder what he thinks. Maybe I could ask that guy.
Track him down.
Anyway, what? Look, it's a little uncomfortable out here right now.
It is.
Look, we're breaking down racial barriers.
You ask the important questions. You do. But the answer to that question is no.
Okay. Well, I want to know what Ice Cube would say. And that would be an amazing discussion to talk to him about.
Well, you know what? I am going to put I'm going to put my effort. If he's making the rounds,
yes.
I'm going to put some effort into seeing if we can bird dog Ice Cube and see if we can get him on the program.
Well, he was on somewhere here today.
I'm going to make the effort, and I'm going to say as I contact his publicist, I'm going to say that not only do we want to talk to him about the big three, but we would like to ask him this question.
Yeah, very powerful question.
Yes.
And that's a guy that can, do you get my point though?
I get your point.
I want to ask that of him.
Yes, of him.
Yeah.
I do feel like if
and
you're
And Kay in Portland, by the way, he's one of our listeners who's a black guy. He's like, yeah, no way, I'm tripping.
But I feel like if you are going to ask someone that, yes, Ice Cube would be one of the foremost experts.
That was my point.
He's like the Neil deGrasse Tyson of the rap science.
Well, and I think
if you're asking a planetary question, you go find Neil. If you're asking that question, you go find Ice Cube.
The other thing about that is I think he would be very thoughtful about it. Like Ice Cube's a smart guy.
Yes,
like,
he is.
I think he would, because somebody brought up when Bill Maher said it on his show. And Ice Cube came on his show the next week and told him, he let him have it about it. But that's a little different than, again, just you in your car singing along to his lyrics. You're uncomfortable with it, but the windows are up.
And some people would be like, oh, I'm sure you say it in your car. No, I don't.
Like, no.
Radio edit.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. Well, I think we're done here. We've got the news coming up at 4:30. We have an update on the teen who was shoved off of the...
The bridge.
The bridge. And also coming up, no more Mormons.
No, I saw this.
Did you read about
this? I did see this.
The Mormons are going away.
You can't call them that.
It is a 4:19 on The Fan.
Live from Pumpkin Ridge and the 2018 Winco Foods Portland Open, this is Primetime with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, once again, running behind. In the News is coming up next with lots of great things. But a couple of texts on this Ice Cube question. And again, I wasn't asking you. I was asking if Ice Cube came on, he needs to be asked, can a white guy sing along to his lyrics and say every word?
Yep.
In their car alone. Everyone's hammering me on this, saying, of course not.
Yeah.
But I would want to know
from
what Ice Cube
from his perspective
would say about that. Somebody texted in and said, Rop, has Slim Shady ever said that word? Enough said. I don't know. I assume not.
No, I don't think he raps that. No, I haven't listened to everything that Eminem's ever put out, but any of the stuff I've listened to, no,
he
doesn't.
But what if he's, like, Slim Shady's singing along to N.W.A. in a studio? Like, you know what I mean?
I'm willing to guess that amongst his circle of friends, I'm guessing that he probably says it.
Right.
Like, Neil Brennan, who's the guy that created Chappelle's Show with Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you ever
White
guy. I don't know if you've ever seen his stand-up, but he's really funny. I've seen, you know, he's got Netflix special, and I've seen him, you know, in person. And he talks about it that he, all his friends are black. Like, that's what he grew up, and he says that he has been given a pass to say that to say that word by his friends. And
that's funny.
You know, there's an element of that.
There are passes to be given?
There's passes to be given. I've never been given one, and I'll tell you what. Even if I got a pass, I think I'd crumple that pass and throw it in.
Thanks, but no thanks.
No, I'm going to pass. Again, someone said, I'm glad Suk's self-aware enough to know how it would look if he said it. Yes. Yes, I am.
Even in your car alone?
Even in my car alone.
Windows rolled up.
No, because
it makes you uncomfortable.
In this day and age, it would make me uncomfortable to say it, because I'm waiting for like someone like pop up out of the back seat and like, ha ha, I got it.
Yeah, totally. It's like, wait a minute, I heard that.
Yeah, got you. Yeah.
Hey, was that you? I just happened to have, oh wait, my phone was recording?
And then all you would get is you would get local radio host says N-word, and then they'd find the whitest photo of me ever. And put it up there, and I just know how that looks.
Okay, but you know, like when the Twitter thing happened with the Brewers pitcher?
Yes.
And then Sean Newcomb of the Braves. Who's the Brewers guy?
Josh Hader.
Hader. You know, these guys. A lot of people were using it was a rap lyric.
Mm-hmm.
They used that a way to
soften it.
It's not as bad if you do
because that. Because when you step in it, you need a way to wipe it off your shoe, and there's not many ways to wipe that off. And so you start grasping for straws, and you do the quoting rap lyrics.
Fair point.
And to the guy saying, this is such a dumb conversation, we should all be able to say it or none of us should. No, that doesn't work that way.
That couldn't be any dumber.
No, that couldn't be any further from the truth.
All right. Well, enough there. Ice Cube is not on. If he comes on, this conversation will be brought back up.
I am going to do everything in my power to try to make this happen.
There's just no way I ever thought I'd be sitting there interviewing Ice Cube. You know?
Well, like, it happens. Like, man. I interviewed Gene Simmons once.
Yeah, but he's always been kind of a whore, you know? Like, he'll do anything to get his name out there. I don't know. There's just some guys, and maybe this would be a good club topic. There are some guys who should never, ever do a sports radio car wash. Ever. I don't care who you are.
George Clooney.
I thought it was weird when, yeah, like, except I think he's done some big sports radio shows because they started to do, like, some of, what movie was it? There were some movies coming out that were just, you know, male-driven movies, yeah. And somebody finally figured out, well, sports radio has a huge...
Hey, get them on. Like, I've heard males. Wahlberg has done that,
yeah.
The Rock.
And, yeah, exactly. Yeah, The Rock's been on. Yeah. So,
like, Sean Connery shouldn't ever do sports radio.
Yeah, see,
he's above it.
I don't even think... Clooney, to me, just is like a guy who would be just cool enough to do it. It's like, oh, hey, that's kind of cool that he would do that if he had a relationship with a guy. Like, Cube? No. Can't happen. I'm trying to think of other people that should be on that list.
We'll play around with that.
But there are many. Yeah. Dre is, you know, Dre would obviously Dr. be on there.
Yeah,
but,
no.
You know, like even like Eddie Vedder, you know.
You'd be a little disappointed.
Like, what are you, Ed?
You're Eddie Vedder.
Baby.
Don't do that. Bubba.
What are you doing?
Springsteen. Dylan.
Yeah, Springsteen doesn't. You know, yeah, Bob Dylan, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's...
It's no. Like, yeah, why would... No. Just his no. persona, like, he'd be like, no chance.
Sir Paul McCartney, Sir Elton John, if there's a sir in front of your name, yeah. No.
All right, In the News is coming up next. What do we have? We have a follow-up to the girl who was shoved off the bridge.
Mm-hmm. She's been identified and is a horrible human being.
But we knew that.
Yes.
No more Mormons. And what happens when grandma gets tased?
What? I didn't see grandma being tased.
She was dazed.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, you're going to pay soon. The tolls are coming.
What?
You didn't see that?
Tolls?
Tolls.
For what?
Roads.
Your roads?
Hoot. Yeah. They're coming. Just like 10 years away. They're coming.
Did that happen while I was gone?
Yeah, you missed it.
They've approved it?
No, but they're applying for it.
Oh. Just back in Kansas, they, you know, the
roads
tolls
are being tolled.
Yeah,
down?
It's all. Well, no, they've always have been.
Oh.
It was weird to go back there. I didn't get back there very much. It was weird to go back there. They have two things. They have sales tax, and they have it, well, three. Three things. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. One, sales tax. Two, tolls, and three, rain in the summer. It rained. It's just, and I know that I grew up there, but it's weird. I'm like, wait a minute,
hey, you missed it. Hey, you're back.
It's August. What the hell? All right. So in the news, coming up next, here's Rust with SportsCenter.
Live from Pumpkin Ridge and the 2018 Winco Foods Portland Open, this is Primetime with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
436 on The Fan, Rop and Zook, two live Souks, no more, although maybe next week. I've done such a bang-up job today, the boss is probably like, you know.
Well, I'm gone, so.
Oh, that's right.
You could be with another Sukanik.
Wait.
It just won't be me.
Should John do the show with me next week, you think?
I think he probably has to work.
At some point.
At some point, he has to go to a real job.
He doesn't like honey-baked ham coupons?
No. No, there's only
doesn't
so many.
Pay his bills?
There's only so many coops we can hook him up with.
All right. Well, hey, it is Friday, August 17th, and it's time for In the News.
All right.
Your noted newsman.
I've missed your noted news.
Yeah, did you guys do In the News without me?
Absolutely. And, you know, as,
well, what's been in the news?
As noted news contributor, I've tried. But, look, I am no Isaac Ropp.
Right.
I mean,
I can't
deliver the news the way you do.
Well, here's the first bit of news I will deliver to you.
The fires have been, obviously, a big story.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of whatever we had. Like, we had the guy rescued off Mount St. Helens, who I think is an idiot. We had that story. I don't know if you saw that.
I did. I read a little bit about him.
He took his friend Subaru and some flip-flops and got lost 2 miles from his car and had to stay there for 6 days. He ate bees and berries to survive.
Yeah, I read that part.
So we had
that was nice.
We had that one. We found some of the oldest galaxies ever. We found those just on the other side of
How
us.
How do they know they're old?
They said they're some of the very first, and they said they formed, what, less than 100 million years after the Big Bang.
Seems like a long time ago.
Yeah, about 13 billion years.
I love science.
I know. And then my brother
denied it. Blows me away they know all this
stuff. And then my brother denied it. He didn't believe it.
Oh, shocking. The guy who likes well-done steak.
So, yeah, you missed a lot.
Okay. Today, our first story is a follow-up to the teenager who was shoved off of the bridge at the up in Washington. I don't even know the name of the bridge.
Moulton Falls. Well, I don't know the name of the bridge, but that's the Moulton Falls is the... I don't know, the park, the location of it.
Yeah, the 50 foot drop into the water. People jump off it, but it's very dangerous.
Yep.
And if this girl was him and Han. She was like, and there's video of this if you didn't see it.
It's a scary video.
She didn't want to go. And she's like, oh, man, I don't want to do it. But then her friend, also a teenager, comes up from behind her and just shoves her, two-hand shoves her right in the back.
Did you see the photos of her injuries?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so
it's bad.
Five broken ribs, two collapsed lungs. She had air bubbles in her. And then just some of the bruising, like on her legs and arms. I mean, it is horrific. And they say it is. Had someone not swum out, she would have died. She was drowning. No way she was making it to the shore.
And they're supposed to be friends.
Yes,
these two girls.
Yeah, she said she needs to pick her friends a little better.
Yeah, the girl who shoved her is now saying that the teen wanted a push.
Really?
That's what she said.
That's where she's going with it.
That's what she said.
Well, she's been charged with assault. So I'm guessing
just assault?
Well, it's some sort of aggravated. I don't know what I don't remember off the top of my head what the actual, you know, full-on charge was, but it was some kind of assault that she has been charged with. So she is facing criminal charges, and she is 18 years old. So her name is out there. In fact, she's trying to make the rounds now.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, she's trying to do interviews, and that's the worst defense I've ever heard. She wanted a shove. There's video of it. It wasn't like, hey, I need a push, 1, 2, 3. The girl is like freaking out and is scared, and you come from behind and push her, and as you do, she screams and flails her arm. So yeah, good defense.
Yeah, she's saying, well, you know, she asked me, she said, hey, you know, help me out.
Yeah.
I'm a little hesitant.
Nah, she's
which she did.
She's in some trouble.
Good. She should be in trouble.
It is. I mean, honestly,
it is.
Like she could have died. I mean, she should face some serious charges.
My internet's not working, but I'll just go off the top of my head because that's what a noted newsman does.
Yes, you have the news in your blood. It's in your head. You just have a sixth sense for it.
Now you know the Mormons, right?
Yes.
You were once one of them.
Well, technically, I still am.
Really?
I always have been.
They would not claim you.
Well. I don't know. I mean, I was...
I thought they kicked you out.
No, I've never been officially kicked out.
Officially. Aha.
I have not. You know, there is an official thing to get kicked out.
And you didn't get it?
No.
But you just stopped showing up.
Yeah, like a
before you got kicked out.
Well, that's happened a couple times.
Well,
yeah.
We're semantics. Yeah, they don't want you.
Well, no, they do. If I were to come back,
You have to follow their rules.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. But
no more sodas.
Yeah, they do. They come around every now and then. Like every now and then, they show up at my house and tell me that they love me. That happened. Like
trying to get you back in.
That
nest.
Happened like a month ago. So yeah, it happens.
So the church is out with this. They no longer want to be referred to as Mormon.
No,
they don't like it.
Apparently, that's derogatory.
What? Yeah, see, I don't know. It's not derogatory. I thought they just said it's antiquated.
It's antiquated?
Yeah, it's antiquated. That and LDS. They don't want to have anything to do with LDS or Mormon. They would like... Do you know what they would like to be called?
I do. I saw the story. They want to be known as, well, two things. The first one I don't have a problem with. The second one I think is a little pompous. I think it's a little Ohio State-y. They wanted to be the Church of Christ, mm-hmm. which, you know, makes sense because the official title is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Right.
That is the official title. Right. So there was always a bee in the bonnet when people said you guys aren't Christian, and they'd be like, hey, it's in the title, Church of Jesus Christ. That means we're Christian. But the other one that they're trying to go with, which, yeah, that's not going to happen. They just wanted to be known as the Church.
The Church.
I'll tell you what.
The
Nice try, the Ohio State University. The Church.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah, that's not going to happen. So no one's calling you the Church.
So they suggest, so it's according to an update church style book entry.
Yeah, they're doing a...
Who knew they had a style book?
I didn't either, but they're doing a rebranding.
Do you have your own style book?
No. No, I don't.
Shows your looks, your various looks.
This right here, this is summer autumn. That's what I've got going on right now. It's kind of a nice blend.
The faith should be called the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
That is the official title.
And they like that.
Yeah.
But no LDS. They don't want LDS. They don't want Mormon. And its members are members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, well aware of how unwieldy the name can be. New abbreviations are suggested, including the Church, Church of Jesus Christ.
Okay.
And Restored Church of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So all their materials now will reflect that.
I think I'm going to stick with Mormons. It just seems to roll off the tongue a little bit better.
Is that because you know it's patronizing?
No, I don't think it's patronizing. It's just the, you know, you see Tyrod Taylor. He's no longer Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, he's Tyrod.
Tyrod. Yeah. Well, no. All right? You let it go for 30 years. You're 30 years old. And as far as anyone's known you, you're Tyrod Taylor. And if you didn't want to be known as Tyrod Taylor, you should have said something before now. And if you didn't want to be known as the Mormon Church, you should have said something before now.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're the Mormon Church.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I don't think Tyrod Taylor, I'm sorry, Tyrod, is saying, I want my name to be Tyrod now. I don't think he's saying that. I think what he was interviewed and he said, at least from what I saw, he said, my mom always called me Tyrod.
Uh-huh.
But everybody kept calling me Tyrod. So I just went with it.
Huh. Well, there's
so I don't think he's saying, hey, call me Tyrod. People are like, now, how do you pronounce your damn name? And he's just like, you know, say whatever you want.
Whatever. Well, that's true. Like, some people say Sukanic, and some people say Sukanic.
Right.
Yeah, I'm fine with either one.
Hey, I learned something. So while we were in Kansas dropping off my kid at college, my cousin was also dropping off his kid as a freshman.
Okay.
They live in Kansas City. His wife is from Cayman Island. Did you know it's called Cayman Island?
No.
She's from there.
I thought it was the Cayman Islands.
No. And she said it doesn't bother them. She said, you know, it's not one of those things that they're always going to be correcting people.
Sure.
She's from there. She said, no, it's there. They pronounce it Cayman Island.
Interesting.
How about that?
Okay. So all of a sudden,
and it is the Caribbean.
Yeah.
It is not the Caribbean.
Yeah,
the Caribbean.
So, yeah, this. Can't we
there's
just,
a lot of things like
there's
that.
There's a lot of things like that. Is anyone really upset if I call you a Mormon or someone calls me a Mormon? Get over it. And I wonder how much that has to do with the...
It's rebranding, right?
I know. And it's rebranding.
Don't we all need a rebrand from time to time, right, Swigart?
A refresher course. Does this have anything to do with the play, the Broadway show,
oh,
The Book of Mormon?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is there something else? By the way, that thing is fantastic. That is a great Broadway show. If you ever, yeah, Swag's giving me the thumbs up on that. If you get a chance,
well, it gets the Swag seal of approval.
It is. First off, I love Broadway shows, and I don't think it's derogatory. I know some people that are members of the church, and they like it, and other people not so much. But it's just if you like Broadway musicals, that thing is fantastic. But I wonder how much of this is trying to distance themselves from that,
right?
I don't know.
All right.
Does anyone not know, like, if someone refers to someone as a Mormon, you're like, oh, yeah, it's those guys.
Yeah, no, I don't. It's fine.
Yeah, let's just roll with it.
Yeah, it's fine. okay, so coming up next, what happens when you tase grandma? What do you think happens?
Well, I'm guessing she goes down, but let's find out.
Well, of course she goes down.
I think grandma shrugs it off.
Does grandma live?
Interesting.
446 on the Fan.
Live from Pumpkin Ridge and the 2018 Winco Foods Portland Open, this is Primetime with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, it's 4:51 on The Fan. We are out here at Pumpkin Ridge.
Yeah, can we just go as the radio now?
Like the church?
Well, if the Mormons aren't going to be the Mormons anymore, they're just going to be the church, why do we have to be The Fan? Why can't we just be the radio?
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing? You're going to turn on the radio. That means us.
Right.
Yeah. What are you listening to? The radio? Oh, Rop and Souk.
That's right. We're on radio.com now.
Yeah, see?
The app.
I'm saying we're on the radio. We're the radio.
Police in, this is in the news. One more story. Police in Chatsworth, Georgia.
Oh, good old Chatsworth.
Tasered an 87-year-old woman.
I'm going to go ahead and need to know why an 87-year-old woman needed to be tasered. Was she a danger to others?
Can we play the new fun game of why do you think she was tasered?
Oh, boy. Is it, I'm guessing this is not a white lady?
Yes. Oh. Well, I can't tell. She's so old, I'm not sure what she is.
She's just old.
Yeah,
right.
She's really old. She's there she is there.
She's transcended
she's
race.
She's white, maybe?
Yeah, she's white.
She could be Hispanic, perhaps.
She's old.
This is in Georgia. So they tasered her after an employee at the local Boys and Girls Club called them to complain that she was carrying a knife and looking to cut vegetation on their property.
Okay, so she's not looking to cut people.
No, she was cutting dandelions.
She's knifing a plant?
Yeah.
All right.
She likes her dandelions.
Well, I'll tell you what. Every now and then, I go out to the backyard, and there's a rogue weed, and you better believe I go get my John J. Rambo knife, and we go out there and start doing some cutting.
The caller said, Martha Al-Bishara did not appear to be a threat. She's old, and she can't get around too well.
Well, of course. Look at it. She looks like the Crypt Keeper.
I don't think she could lift a knife to stab someone. And if she could stab someone, I don't think there'd be penetration.
Looks like she's walking around looking for something like vegetation to cut down or something. There's a bag, too. The woman says,
but look out, there's a bag.
She was cutting dandelions when three police officers arrived. Oh, selfie time. Live on the air selfie.
Yay.
With a hot, no less.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm an old fangirl.
Oh, you're an old fangirl?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Thank you for taking a picture with us. Or, I mean, wait. Okay. Nice. How about that? An ex-fangirl just came over here. Didn't want to wait for the segment to
No,
end.
No.
She doesn't have time for that.
No.
So she just shot a pretty hot little
there you go.
Selfie with us.
And away we
and
go.
And now she's going to send it to all the other fangirls.
Try to create a good word of mouth.
That's fantastic.
There you go.
Hey, remember these two guys? Who? No.
No.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. That's the radio.
All right. So the old lady's got a bag and she's got a knife.
Three police officers arrive. She did not obey their command to drop the knife because she doesn't speak English.
Ah, yes.
Police Chief Josh Etheridge says he tried to demonstrate his order, taking his own pocket knife and placing it on the ground. Despite her age and difficulty moving around, the officer shocked her with a taser when she did not drop her knife.
Jeez.
My God. People she's 87.
Yeah, she's from Syria. She didn't speak English. Well... I'm trying to figure out. I mean, she's an old lady. Could you have just waited for her to get tired and drop the knife? Couldn't you just go over and take the knife out of her hand?
Unbelievable.
She, 87. Does she now hold the? Is there a world record for oldest to have been tased?
It has to have been.
Is there like a 90?
I mean,
has to been. Is there like a 91-year-old somewhere that got a little uppity, like out at the rec center? You know, maybe was cheating at bingo and wouldn't put down the dauber and then had to get taken down?
Boy, I just think that's really unbelievable.
Look, here's
that,
my...
That guy thought to tase her.
Here, let me just...
I thought that was okay.
I'm pro-police for the most part, okay? It's a tough job.
Hey, whoa. I'm pro-good cop.
Yes, there you go.
Anti-bad cop.
Yes.
Isn't everyone?
I understand it's a tough job. Well, some people say all cops are good and some people say all cops are bad.
Not.
And that's crap.
That's unbelievable.
Exactly. There's varying
degrees. That's not right.
I just know it's a tough job and I get it. Like, it's scary, you know, you're trying to go home. Nowhere in the job description does it say that you don't get to go home with your family. So I understand that. But sometimes the situations in which police fear for their life, and I'm putting in air quotes here, fear for their life, is the most ridiculous thing of all time.
I mean, just the fact that cop or otherwise, would think to do that.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, in general, I get it. By the letter of the law... Lady had a knife, wouldn't put it down. I get it. But that not all situations are created equal, and not all situations need to be like, well, it's one size fits all. You had an 87-year-old Syrian lady out there trying to cut dandelions, all right? She's not killing anybody.
Yeah, a little common sense.
Yes.
By the way, we don't need to get into this because it's not what we do here. Well, sometimes it is, but this one, I don't know. It's a little touchy, probably not for our show. But did you see the video of the two cops... I don't know where it was.
The punching?
With the guy in the car, and the guy ends up... they try to wrestle him. They tase him multiple times. He gets away, goes to his car, pulls out a gun, shoots him. Have you seen that video?
No, I haven't.
That's worth watching.
Okay.
If you guys have... And this is, and I'm not saying this is similar to the grandma tasing. It's not. This is a very serious issue. Luckily, neither cop died. And the guy, I never ended up seeing what happened to the guy, but basically this guy gets out of his car, routine traffic stop. There are two cops. The guy seems to be cooperating at first. He is an African-American guy, and they turn around to cuff him. I don't know what, for what reason.
He fights back.
They wrestle him. He's a big guy, but these two guys are also pretty big. One of the cops is very big. And, they end up wrestling him, tasing him multiple times, and he just...
Won't go down,
he
huh?
He fights him
he
off.
He goes all Richie Incognito on him, huh?
And runs to the and dives into the Dukes of Hazzard style into the door of his car, grabs the gun, pulls it out, and shoots these guys. Luckily, one guy didn't even get shot. The other one did get shot, but he lived and he jumped behind a guardrail.
Holy cow! No, when I haven't
yeah,
seen
it's,
this.
Yeah, it's out. I don't know. The listeners could help with what state that is, what state that was in. But it's an interesting look at look.
It's dangerous.
It's very dangerous. Yes. And sometimes, even though those guys probably should have taken that guy down, it's like, I mean, how does this happen?
Yeah.
At the same time, it's like,
and that's why I said
it's great.
It's a really hard job, and I'm glad someone's out there willing to do it. Just
87 years old, cutting dandelions, probably don't need to do that.
Okay, let's get out of here because we have the Hot 5 at 5 coming up next. These are the top stories of the day in which we have some Beaver injury news, and that would mean Beaver football I'm talking about, some NFL injury news, some updates on the golf, and what's going on in Major League Baseball tonight, all next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.